4 o'clock, and you're tuned to Belita's number 188 FM. That was Magic Lay You Down Easy featuring Sean Paul. And I promised you that after that tune, I'd be introducing you to some very interesting people and some interesting wine. And the people, of course, mostly most important, people before the wine. Otherwise, we get our priorities wrong. It's a huge welcome back to the studio to Eamon Darling from Tops at Lifestyle. And for the first time, I get to meet the lovely Amanda Mtembu, who is a sommelier from Tops at Lifestyle, knows all about wine, as does Eamon. Welcome to both of you, and lovely to have you on the show, folks. Just thinking about this, we're going to be talking quickly, Eamon, if it's okay with you, about the Harley-Davidson competition, because that's creating a huge excitement in Belito and beyond. I believe people have been traveling from further afield to come and shop at Tops because they know that if you just spend a bit of money and... you tell us how it works.
Dave, it's a really, really terrific price of a brand spanking new Harley-Davidson.
It's that Softail Standard 107, 240,000 rands worth of big bike.
That's correct.
Wow. And I believe it's in store in all its glory, glowing black and chrome.
Polished up to the hilt.
It speaks to you when you walk in, apparently. Everyone that walks in is literally falling in love with this machine. And all you have to do, literally, is to spend money like you would normally, and then if you spend 500 rand or more, you get to enter your till slip with your information that you write on the back.
That's correct, Dave.
In the box in store, and then every Friday, Eamon comes in, and we draw a winner, a finalist.
Correct.
And then the finalists all gather on Saturday, the 19th of November, with their... They'll be each given a key.
That's correct. They'll be given a key in an envelope.
And one of those keys
will start that big boy.
And that's going to be... we'll all be there to celebrate. We're looking forward to it. But you can enter as many times as you like between now and the 11th of November. So there's time. You've got to be in it to win it. That's the point. So don't delay. Get in there. You can enter as many times as you like. The more times you enter, the more chances you've got of winning. So simple like that. Okay, so that's the Win a Harley competition. Brum brum, can't wait. But let's now move on to wine, because everyone enjoys a little... I'm sure it's true to say that wine is... it's life. For many people, there is no life without wine. And Amanda, you're going to be telling us about an interesting varietal from Grote Post.
Yes,
I will. Grote Post sounds serious. Tell us about them.
Okay. So Grote Post Sea Salter Sauvignon Blanc is made in the Darling Hills in the Cape Town area. So it's actually 90% of Sauvignon Blanc, and then a bit of 10% of Semillon. So the wine does... require it to be called a Sauvignon Blanc because it's got more than 85% of the smaller portion of the Sauvignon varietal.
Okay.
Okay. So, interesting facts about the wine is that it's aged on its lees, of which it's so unusual for most of the Sauvignon Blancs. So, the portion of 10% of Semillon is still fermented. So, it's very crisp and clean.
It's called Sea Salter Sauvignon Blanc. Sea Salter, which presumably gives you a hint that it's got almost a nautical flavor to it.
Yes.
Where does the salt come from?
Okay, so the wine estate is actually situated right next to the ocean, of which the soils and the vines actually have a bit of minerality and saltiness from the sea.
Now, it's not something that would normally, I think, be associated with wine, mm-hmm. salt. Is this a kind of a new trend?
It's been around for a long time. It's just that a lot of wine estates have not been paying attention to it. But it actually brings a very beautiful and strong structure to the wine. Gives a beautiful minerality to the wine.
That's the word, minerality.
Minerality, yes.
Now, a lot of folk that I think enjoy a glass or two of wine are a little bit bamboozled by the descriptive narrative that comes with it. And I'll tell you what I'm talking about here,
mm-hmm.
because here it is. This is this is a dry, and I'm just giving you the tasting notes, and you'll understand why, because I mean, hell. The 2022 Sea Salter Sauvignon Blanc is the epitome of elegance, complexity, and West Coast soul. Okay, so far so good. I mean, we're just talking. But now, this dry white wine has a complex nose of, wait for it, citrus,
mm-hmm.
grapefruit,
yes.
green apples, and zesty lime acidity.
Mm-hmm.
Hints of typical Darling Fynbos, as well as the smell of sea kelp, provides this herbaceousness to the wine. Wow! Now comes the next thing. The complex nose follows through on the palate. What does that mean? The complex nose follows through on the palate with equally expressive leasy complexity. What is a leasy complexity?
Okay.
Highball. These people.
So what it basically means is that you get some wines that are very pronounced on the nose when you smell them.
Yeah.
You smell a lot of abundant fruits and all different characters, but then when you're tasting it, it's like watery.
Yeah.
So with the sea salter,
the smell offers you a hint of something gorgeous, and when you actually drink it, you think, what was that? It didn't deliver.
Yes. So it's not just on the nose only, but on the palate it delivers. So your palate actually matches your nose as well.
Now, the interesting thing about wine, if you obviously do, both of you know a lot about wine. I don't know very much about wine, but I know what I like. I was fortunate, though, once upon a time, to go on a wine tasting explore through the Cape Winelands. And at a tasting session where they had literally prepared a little sample of food that went well with the various wines we were tasting, and the explanation that followed, it suddenly was like the scales fell from my eyes, because you would take a sip of wine, you'd say, very nice, and they were telling you the whole story about what you're supposed to be experiencing.
Yes.
And then they said, well, now take a bite of whatever is in front of you, and then taste it again, and it changed.
That's
the
true.
Wine, suddenly it became a whole different experience. And then I understood. You can get wine that you drink just because you enjoy the taste of the wine and the company, and it adds to the vibe, etc. But when you drink wine that accompanies certain dishes, it's like it adds a huge spectrum of color and texture, if you like, to the experience.
Yes.
And that, now I understand, because I mean, I was having a bit of a go about all these lovely descriptive narrative terms, and then, you know, a lot of people say, what are you talking about? This minerality and herbs and spices and salt, and it's bloody wine, man, it's just lekker, you know, it's either lekker or it's bitter. But no, this is the point, and we're trying to, over the next couple of weeks and months on the show, we'll be educating you a little about just simply enjoying life the Bellito way even more, with a good wine at a good price, because this is what Topps is all about. I mean, you're bringing out the best of the best, and some places in the world you pay very dearly for a good wine.
That's
in South Africa, well, you can. But at Topps, you'll find extraordinary wines at really extraordinarily good prices as well. So let's talk about the Sea Salter Sauvignon Blanc 2022. It's a very pretty, unusual bottle. It's understated. It's kind of not often that you find wine with a blue, a light blue coloration. I'm talking about the label, not the wine. But it's a very modern label. It'll strike you as soon as you walk into Topps. You'll see it. It doesn't have any of the old heraldry and the bits and pieces. This is very clean Sea Salter. It's broken up into three lines. It's got a line drawing of a, looks like a seagull, a couple of seagulls. Yeah.
Yes, they are.
That's the Sea Salter.
There we go. And it's got this crisp blue twist off cap. What is the thing with caps and corks these days? There was a time when people said, no, a good wine should never twist off. It should always have a little cork.
That's a big debate for another day. But just to highlight a few, I personally trust screw caps over cork, because the screw caps are actually more sellable.
So you can drink a little and then you can put it away, and it'll retain its integrity until you open it again.
For that, you might keep for like a week or so,
mm-hmm.
but in the shelf or in your cellar or wherever you're keeping it, before it's open, there's no micro breathing. through the cup,
so,
just
so,
like it happens.
So it's really before you open it.
Before
that,
you
that
even open it, it's properly sealed.
Okay. Now, I'm fully convinced that it doesn't really make any difference, although I'm still quite partial to a cork. You know, that's posh when you have to use a corkscrew and demonstrate your ability to get the cork out without. So let's, shall we take a little sip? I mean, we've got a couple of glasses in front of us. We'll raise them to the first thing I notice is that it's an extraordinarily beautiful color.
It's very clear.
But it's bright. And I'm not sure whether it's the studio lighting, because we've got some extraordinary colors in the studio, but it tends to be almost jocular in approach. It looks like it smiles at you. And oh yeah, that smells like heaven. And you actually can smell the fynbos and the sea.
The kelp, yes.
And yeah.
The sea kelp.
It has that kelp in the nicest possible, because, you know, kelp sometimes can nougat. I mean, it can be awful, but this is lovely.
That's the nice thing about wine. You get highlights of things. So you don't get overwhelming, not being in your nose.
Yeah.
They become pleasing.
And then if one takes a little... Oh, yeah. It dances lightly across the palate. It's very pleasing. And it's as smooth as it comes out. There's not a hint of... Oh, when you were talking about the minerality, I thought it was going to be sharp and dry and almost acidic. But it's not. It's
very little acidity there.
Very little. Mm. And it leaves you feeling pleasantly tingling and refreshed.
Yes.
Without assailing you with a, whoa, what was that? So you don't have to get used to this wine.
No.
This you can just drink as it comes straight out of the bottle. And I would imagine it goes extraordinarily well with, we know that white wine generally goes well with fish.
With fish, yes.
But I notice in the tasting notes as well, it goes very well with vegetable-heavy dishes.
Yes.
And particularly Italian pastas.
Yes.
Ravioli would be very good.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the kind of gorgeous summertime, and, well, timing is perfect because look at the weather.
We're almost there.
Yeah, I'll take it right now. It's summer is here. What better way to celebrate than with a gorgeous light pasta and a glass or two of this incredible sea salter from...
Grote
Post. You call it Post, which is nice because we're in Natal, but I would imagine in Darling they call it Grote Post. Because, you know, you say tomato, I say tomato. Who cares? As long as you get the message, this is a good wine. What does it retail for?
$159.99.
So it's a lovely, it sits there. It's not a cheapie. But it's also not going to cripple you, and what a lovely gift, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Arriving for dinner anywhere or lunch with a bottle of sea salter as a gift, I think you'll be the most popular guest at the table.
Definitely.
Right? So don't bring just one. Bring a case. Because if you buy a case, you'll be able to enter the Harley competition. It could be the best investment you would have made.
Mm-hmm.
So there it is, my very special guests, Amanda and Eamon from Tops at Lifestyle. Good wine, good company, and we will certainly be looking forward to repeating the exercise very shortly, in a week's time. I believe we're going to do a regular.
Yes.
Because, you know what, we want to show you, as I said, not in a jocular fashion, absolutely seriously. There is so much value to be extracted when you have experts here to tell you, really and truly, more than that, we cannot do, except to possibly invite you in to join us, but then we wouldn't have enough wine. So we'll do the old politician's thing. You know, we'll raise the glass to you and toast your very good health. Cheers, folks. Ching, ching, as they say.
Cheers, Dave.
Cheers.
Next week on 88FM when we play it again, Sam. And here to go with that extraordinary glass of wine is a little Mikasa.